This is Back Country with Ether and Cadillac. Dread creeps up your arm like a cancer. Steering wheel melts between your hands. Please won't you forgive my companion? Samoans were never meant for Nevada sand. Shoes on, American dream, nightmare scream. It's all just a great big con. Ether bats and Cadillacs, lizards out for blood tonight. Try and hide on the left hand side, there's jackals on the right. Golf shoes on, American dream, not mystery. It's all just a great big con. Ether bats and Cadillacs, lizards out for blood tonight. I try and hide on the left hand side, there's jackals on the right. Fascist swine, tap the telephone line. Cameras behind every mirror. Hotel maids, bellhops, and CIA. A chemical cocktail to fight back the fear. Can't turn around, there's daggers in our backs. This is Back Country with Ether and Cadillacs. Ether bats and get your golf shoes on, American dream, nightmare scream. It's all just a great big con. Eat the bats and Cadillacs, lizards out for blood tonight. I try and hide on the left hand side, there's jackals on the right.
Lot for Pedro show. We started off the third hour with Kevin Loop doing Ether Bats and Cadillacs. That reminds me of Eddie Hazel's solo album. He called it like, I don't know, Dreams, Dames, and Guitar Things. It's got the most whack version of California Dreamin' you've ever heard. Eddie Hazel, incredible. He's the guy who played lead guitar in Maggot Brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great.
Yeah, he was the guy to inspire me to ask Jay Maskus to do that. I think their drummer was a guy named Tukey.
Tukey Fullwood.
Tukey, right?
Yeah, or Tukey Fullwood.
Tukey, that's it, that's it.
Yeah, and, I listen to him so much.
Yeah, but he lost his mind from LSD, I think.
But oh, really?
He's on those first couple albums. He's incredible. I really like him a lot. Yeah. I really like it. Especially the album Maggot Brain, which I got to do with George Clinton, Blackbird McKnight.
Oh, wow.
Who was the other guitar? Michael Hampton. And then Doug Wimbush. You know, with like 50 pedals. He's playing bass, but like 50 pedals. So, anyway, we did the whole fucking album. And I didn't even know it was going to happen. Yeah, the dude asked me to come up there. Eric McFadden, I think. I thought it was going to be like blues jam in E minor. And we ended up doing, because it was a NAMM thing, and George Clinton was there for his book or something. I remember we get to the chorus with Back in Our Minds, and Doug Wimbush looks over me and goes like, yeah, what? You know this song. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the years I've been playing, I never felt more, you know, real than Doug Wimbush looking over at me and saying, yeah, what? That was so bad, you know? And it just came together. Yeah. Here I thought it was going to be some, oh, man, E minor blues jam at the Viper Room on a Thursday. Oh, no, Wednesday. But, man, I mean, I'm so glad I went to that because it was fucking bitching. And I got told later some of them songs were never done live before. So tell me about Kevin Loop.
Oh, Kevin Loop. I don't know who that is, unfortunately.
Ah, maybe I mixed up the song. You know what? I think I mixed it up with Kongs for Brums.
Oh, okay.
Because I played two of your songs in a row. You know, almost 18 years of doing this show, Chez, and there's still lots of room for pilot error.
That's great.
You know, when you turn the jet airplane into a lawn dart, that's pilot air. Okay, so fuck that question. But we did Second Hand from Maniacs, Juju from Plutonium Farmers, and then here's something I'm very sure you're part of, Tim Burns Snake Oil, Incidental Contact. Tell us about this proj.
Oh, yeah, that's Tim. That band's been together since 2009. And I just met Tim shortly before that, and wanted to put a band together using myself and Oscar Noriega on clarinets and a really amazing piano player named Matt Middle.
Right, but there's no guitar, no bass. It's like just keys and the horns and drums, right?
Yeah, but actually, I think that track, there is a version of the band that added Ryan Ferreira on guitar, and I think he's on that track, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Wrong again, Watt. You're wrong again. What about the bell? This thing you did with Craig Tabor and Matt Maneri.
Oh yeah, that kind of came as a result of being in Tim's band Snake Oil. Like the producer of BCM, Manfred Eicher, kind of asked me if I wanted to do something, and I just played a free improv gig with Craig and Matt, and I was like, it might be cool to do something with them,
Okay.
And then, he's like, yeah, well, maybe we could, I'd be interested if it's something that might develop. So, so I just started writing music for it, and Craig and Matt were into the idea. So that's how that came about. And we ended up, we put out that record, and we played like a ton now.
Oh, so it's a live proj. Great. This is called The Bell, and I got to hip you to some Pedro slang. Actually, George Hurley. The bell is another word for your stomach. You know, when it's getting big, it's like a bell. So when I saw this title, being with George Hurley 14 years.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to put out the flame. Irish swagger, the floral print. Lightweight, see-through, cotton summer dress. New rat-faced mugger!
Watch for Pedro show. Yeah. The Bell, Chet Smith, Craig Taborn, Matt Maneri. And this is still going, people. So he says they play all the time. So if you're in the NYC area there. Then we had Y Stockler with Cyst Sam, like, as in, like, you know, fucking growth around a sore.
Cyst.
Yeah. And then clowns with two W's, trousers, and finally Reds. We All Break. We All Break.
Yeah, that's my band. I wrote a project. I wrote music for a project that I had with a couple drummers in the Haitian Vodou tradition. You know, they're teachers of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been studying that drumming and active in the scene, especially in New York and a little bit in Haiti also, since, God, it's been like 15 years now. Just like, you know, like really studying that music. And then, I wrote something